It's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Wells Fire's plan to help Lum get home after the curfew rang last night ended in a giant failure. After dressing up Lum in some of Mrs. Kemp's clothes, Squire was obliged to introduce him to Mrs. Quincy, the new town marshal, as his Aunt Clara from Oklahoma. Whereupon Lum was forced to go with Mrs. Quincy to attend a meeting of the town's women officers. And there his identity was unceremoniously revealed. Well, we'll soon see what goes on down in Pine Ridge. You know, it seems that shopping gets more difficult every day. Now, ladies, when you're shopping and headaches result, remember Alka-Seltzer for pleasant, refreshing relief. See how quickly Alka-Seltzer's pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate goes right to work on your headache. It can go to work fast because it's dissolved when you drink it. That's why it can help you feel better so quickly. Yes, ma'am, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of relief you want when you want it. You see, only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. Yes, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. And when you need it, be sure you have it. Now's the time to get a large economical package from your drugstore. It contains over three times as many tablets as the smaller Get Acquainted size, yet costs only twice as much. So get Alka-Seltzer in the big family package today. You'll be glad you did. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find poor Lum asleep in the jail. A visitor, Abner Peabody, is just entering his cell.
Hey, Lum! Wake up! It's me, Abner.
Hey. What's that?
I've come to see you, Lum.
Yeah, I must have dressed off to sleep here. Yeah, I never slept hardly a wink all night long. These jail beds are the hardest dead gum things I've ever. What are you laughing at? What's so funny?
Oh, of course. I never meant to laugh, but I couldn't help it. Look, you look so cute without your mustache.
Oh, that.
Don't as your upper lip looks at least 2 foot long there.
I know it feels that long, too. Don't laugh. I've been through all the humiliations one man can stand.
Well, you know, you do look a little like Squire's Aunt Clara at that, Lum.
Oh, you heard about that, too.
Oh, Lord, everybody in town knows about that.
Just about what I figured. Them women wasn't satisfied with just resting me in that woman's get-up. They had to go and blab it all over.
Yeah, how'd you ever get yourself into that mix-up, anyway?
Well, don't you know? You said it was all over town.
Oh, there's so many different stories, I don't know which one of them to believe.
Well, it was all Squire's fault.
Why?
Oh, I just oughtn't to say it's his fault. He was just trying to help me.
Oh.
See, after that meeting last night at his place, I stuck around there for a while talking to Squire, and the first thing we knowed, it was 8 o'clock and the curfew was ringing.
Yeah, well, I knowed you without after the curfew, but what did you have to put on women's clothes for? Just being out was bad enough.
Well, I never put them on because I wanted to. That was Squire's idea.
He wanted to put them on?
No, he wanted me to put them on.
Oh.
So as I could get home without being noticed.
Not be noticed in that outfit? Lord, me, you might as well have read a white elephant down the street, Lum.
Well, you don't understand that. Now, see, I tried to sneak home, but the streets were full of women policemen out patrolling.
Oh.
So Squire figured the best thing to do is try to pass myself off as one of the women and get home that way.
Well, why didn't you go on home instead of going over to that outer women's meeting? That's the worst one place you could have went to.
I never went there. I was took there. Ms. Quincy busted right into Squire's house because they suspicioned us men was having a meeting over there, and that's when Squire introduced me to her as his Aunt Clara.
Aunt Clara? No, I'd love this over there.
Well, it weren't funny. She grabbed me by the arm and practically dragged me down to that meeting. Said I'd enjoy meeting all the women folks.
Well, you ought to know it as quick as you got down to meeting. Miss Kemp would know that you weren't Squire's Aunt Clara.
Look, Abner, I never went down there of my own violation. I was drugged down there.
Well, why didn't you break away before you got there?
Break away?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever try to get loose from Miss Quincy?
I don't believe I have.
Got a grip on her like a bear trap.
No, she's stout looking at her.
Besides, I was so busy trying to keep my pants legs rolled up so as it wouldn't show that I never had time to do nothing.
I love this one.
Hey, Abner, it ain't no laughing.
I'm sorry, love. It sounds
like. Yeah, I am in jail right at the time when our men's organization needs me.
Yeah.
I'll say one thing for them women. They know what they was doing. Got the leader of the opposition and throwed him in jail.
Are you the leader?
Of course I am. What can us men do without me?
what we did with it.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Ainsley.
I believe I am.
Yeah, we hadn't actually made any headway. No good subjects come up at that meeting we had last night at all.
At the elder women's meeting, you mean?
No, the one us fellers had at Squire's house.
Oh. Well, how long was you at that elder women's meeting before they found out who you were?
Too dead blame long, I can tell you that. Don't get with him, Barry. I just sat there with my feet as far back under my chair as I could get them so they couldn't see I had on men's shoes.
Well, Maud Toots wears the same kind of shoes you do. In fact, she bought one pair that you ordered so you could get them.
Yeah, but she don't wear men's socks from garters.
Well, I never noticed
that. That young Miss Seastrunk was sitting right behind me, and she kept asking me to take my hat off so she could see the speaker better. One of them big hats with feathers and flowers and vegetables and I don't know what all over it.
Yeah, I saw that thing.
And my garden hat, I guess. Floridori.
Miss Kemp wore it to church just last Sunday.
That's so much.
Yeah. How come that she never knowed it was her hat when you walked in there with it on?
Well, she was up in front making a speech.
Oh.
That's the only thing that saved me at the time.
Well, how did they finally find out who you are?
Oh, I lost my head. Miss Kemp was suggesting they pass some idiotic law that'd take away what few rights us men had left, and I just couldn't stand it.
Oh.
I jumped up and started objecting to the law, and my hat fell off, my pants legs coming down. Sister Simpson screamed, Miss Blevins fainted, Maud Toops took a swing at me with her pocketbook and must have killed me. Oh, it was awful.
Doggies, why couldn't I saw that? I miss out on all the good things.
Good things? That's the terriblest thing that's ever happened in my whole life. I'll never live that down.
Look, that's all right.
Accuse me of being a spy and everything else. I was lucky to get out with my life.
Called you a spy?
Yeah.
Well, you was in a good spot to do some spying. Did you find out anything, huh?
No, just that half-witted law they're trying to pass there, but I couldn't tell from some of the remarks that they was making just what it was.
Oh.
I know they're aiming on passing something big, though. There's some big issue about something. I don't know what it is.
Big issue? What was it?
I couldn't find out.
Oh.
I could tell it was something important, though.
Huh.
Wish now I'd have kept my mouth shut so I could have stayed there a little longer and found out what it was.
Why, sure, you could have got in on the sandwiches and cocoa, too. I know they generally serve food at their meeting they hold at night.
Well, I wasn't interested in sandwiches at the time.
Oh, I love
all food. I wanted to do was get out of there alive.
Yeah, better I guess.
Elizabeth never said nothing to you this morning about anything big they was going to do, did she?
No, she don't tell me nothing, Mom. I asked her something about what her and them elder women are doing, and she gives me a peculiar smile like I was just a kid of a boy and oughtn't to be asking such questions.
Yeah, I know.
You'd think I was a mole in the way she treats me.
Well, listen, Abner, see if you can find out something anyway.
Well, I don't know how to do it, Mom. She just won't talk to me about such things.
Trick her into it. Make her talk.
Oh.
You got to find out some way. We've got to know what they're up to.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
The only way we can fight them. It's up to you, Abner.
Well, I'll try. I'll ask her again when she gets home tonight.
No, don't just come right out flat-footed and ask her. Be subtile about it. Get hold of some of her private papers and read them and all that.
Is that how you be subtile?
That's one way. It's the best way, I believe.
Well, I want to do the best.
And when you find out something, come right down here and let me know. Don't waste a minute.
Well, what can you do sitting in jail here?
I don't know for sure. I'll have to work out some secret contacts on the outside of it. I'm going to get out of here. Silly being locked up down here.
Well, I'll admit that, but they ain't going to let you out long. And another thing, I don't think they'll let me come in and visit you anymore today. That's it. I reckon I'm supposed to be out of here right now. Miss Quincy said I could just talk to you for about 5 minutes. Sorry, she ain't been back here to drag me
in. I think I hear her coming.
Oh,
battle axe.
Yeah.
That's her walk, all right. Walks just like a man.
Yeah. Wait a minute. It is a man. Squire Steele.
Squire?
Yeah.
Granny said they arrested him, too.
I know he's coming out now.
Must have found out we had that meeting over his house last night.
Well, how is my dear old Aunt Clara today?
Did it get you, too, Squire?
No. I'm just here as a visitor. By the way, Abner, Miss Quincy told me to tell you your time was up. You'd have to leave.
Yeah, well, I was waiting for that. Well, I'll see you later then, Mom.
Don't forget what I told you to do, Abner.
I won't.
You step in and close the bar, Squire.
Yes, all right. Just hope I can get out again, though.
Yeah. See you coming in here. I thought surely they'd arrested you, too.
No, I did have quite a time explaining things, old Mom. See, the fact that you were wearing some of Mrs. Skimp's things last night pretty well proved that you'd been over to my place.
Yeah, that's right. I never thought about that.
But I convinced them that you just dropped over for a minute and didn't realize what time it was. And I told them the dress idea was yours.
Mine?
Well, yes. See, Lum, I didn't want to get both me and you behind the bars. Then our organization would be whipped completely.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yes, I know I am, Lum, and that's what I want to talk to you about, too, is that's our organization. Lum, we've got to take action immediately because something has come up.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, while Mrs. Skimp was out shopping this morning, I took the liberty of looking through some reports that she brought home. Lum, you know those women are going to float a big bond issue.
Bond issue?
Yes, to finance a park and a zoo and a whole list of so-called improvements.
So that's what they're...
Yes, that's it.
Oh, it's the first sensible thing they did.
Well, here's the trouble, old Lum. They're making such short terms on those bonds that we'll never be able to make the payment.
Oh,
and they'll take over all the property in Pine Ridge. See, I'm somewhat familiar with the outfit that's putting up the money, Lum, and they're an unscrupulous lot.
How do you know that?
Well, I've sort of had some dealings with them myself, much to my regret. But the point is this, Lum. If the women put this across, and they're dead set on doing it, those promoters will soon take over this whole town, lock, stock, and barrel.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Grannies, we can't let that happen.
Well,
sir.
Here's the worst part, Lum. They're going to call a town meeting tomorrow and put this bond issue to a vote of the citizens.
Tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow.
Here I am in jail. Help. Squire, what can we do to head this thing off? What can we do?
No time to be languishing in jail when the financial fate of Pine Ridge is at stake. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, do you like to have your heaviest meals in the evening? Now, many people do. And as a result, do you sometimes spend the evening feeling miserable? Well, overeating often results in acid indigestion. Now, next time that happens to you, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Just drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. It can help you feel better fast. You see, it helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. It helps soothe an upset, jittery stomach. It helps sweeten an acid stomach. And its analgesic helps relieve the headache that often goes with an upset stomach. Yes, you'll appreciate the way Alka-Seltzer can turn discomfort into comfort. The way it helps reduce gastric hyperacidity. You can get its fast relief in any drugstore. Remember, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. So ask your druggist for a large package today. It contains over 3 times as many tablets as the small size, yet costs only twice as much. Then, when acid indigestion comes along, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.